May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Just hanging out this morning with the Lord, I was reading some in my prayer life, just reading a story that somebody had written, and then just some things from 1 John 4. And I was really struck, really ministered to from some things that are said in 1 John chapter 4. This is the whole chapter, you know, where it starts in verse 7 when he says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." It's just an amazing chapter. But there's some things that he says that I wanted just to look at this morning that bless me, and so I trust that the Holy Spirit will use it in your life too. It says in verse 9, it says, "By this the love of God was manifested in us." Not to us, but in us. And then again it says in verse 16, in verse 16 through 18, or 19 were the ones that really fascinated me, but it says in verse 16, "And we have come to know," which is the Greek word for experience. There are two words for knowledge. One is the word to learn. The other one is to encounter and experience. "We have come to experience and have believed the love which God has for us." And that word "for us" is also translated "in us." So twice in this little section of Scripture, he describes the love of God as being manifested in us and the love of God has in us. And that's just an interesting way of saying that. I mean, why not just say God's love for us? God just really loves you. But the Holy Spirit intentionally uses the word his love being manifested in us, his love being in us. As I contemplated that, it became really clear what God was trying to say to us. He was trying to say something very simple. I love you from the inside out. I love the very depths of who you are. And that's one of the things that we were really challenged with. We know that God loves us. We often think he's contracted to love us. He's made a deal that he can't back out of to love us. But the truth is, he loves everything about you. Doesn't mean he loves all the things that you do, but he loves who you are. His love is in you. He loves the very depths of who you are. He loves your personality. He loves the way you look. He loves you from the inside out. That's an amazing thing. In the end, that's where we find our ultimate sense of self-worth and self-image, is that when someone other than us and outside of us who has significance thinks we're extraordinary. And there's no one that has more significance than him. And so his love is in us, not just for us. He loves everything to the very core of who you are as a person. But in this chapter, he uses a phrase four times, and it's the word perfect or perfected. This is the same word that's used in the Scripture for mature or completed. Listen to what he says in verse 12. "No one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us." His love is perfected in us. His love is matured in us. Again in verse 17, "By this, love is perfected with us, matured with us." It says in verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but love, but perfected love, perfect love, casts out fear. Because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love." And in all these four times, when he uses the word perfect or perfected, love's connected to it. It's not about us being perfect, but it's being perfected in love, being matured in love. And God said it's really important that you grow in maturity in the love of God. So again, think he says, one, my love is in you. I love the very depths of who you are. I love everything about you to the core of your humanity. I love you. And secondly, he said, I want you to be perfected. I want you to grow in maturity in my love in you and for you. And so I think that the whole issue of growing in Christ, being mature in Christ, is all about growing in the perfection of the love of God for us. And so I've been praying that prayer all morning. God, perfect your love in me. Cause me to grow in perfection of your love in me. Grow, cause me to mature in your love for me. And in this chapter, what that looks like is this. Verse 16. This is amazing scripture. "And we have come to know," experience, "and have believed the love which God has for us." John is saying, of course, John, the beloved disciples, he's saying, I've come to the place where I haven't just experienced it, I believe it. I believe that he loves to me to the depths of who I am. And he goes on, he says in the very next verse, "By this love is perfected with us that we may have confidence in the day of judgment." He uses the word believe and confidence. And this is when love is being perfected in you. When the love of God is your understanding, your comprehension, your grasp of how much God loves you. His love just is in you. He just loves all the things about you. You're being perfected in that when you come to a place where you believe it and you're growing in confidence in it. As we've said a lot in the last 2 weeks, because faith works through love. And if you're going to be a person who lives by faith, which the scripture tells us both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the more his love is perfected in you, the more you grow in maturity, the more confident you become that you actually believe in God's love for you, the more you're going to walk in faith. And when you start maturing in love, here's a couple of things that happens. Verse 18, there is no fear in love. For perfected love casts out fear. Because fear involves punishment. And the one who fears has not been matured in love. One of the things that happens as you grow in confidence and belief in the love of God, the more you grow in that, the less you'll walk in fear. And even those who come across very forward and arrogant, that's just a disguised fear. The original sin and the original consequence of sin, the original consequence of sin in the garden was fear. They hid themselves from each other. They hid themselves from God. Guilt is a form of fear. Insecurity and fear is the original consequence of sin. And no matter what a person's personality may come across as, very shy, reclusive, or very dominant and aggressive, it's all about fear. But as you grow in confidence in the love of God, as you grow in faith in the love of God, as you're perfected in his love, not just for you, but in you, about everything that you are, fear begins to disappear. You hear me? The solution to fear isn't to try to cast fear out. There can be demonic spirits of fear that make it worse. But in the end, you've got to grow and mature, be perfected in the love of God. And then the second thing he says is that not only as you grow maturity in love of God, is fear cast out. Perfect love cast out fear. What have I got to fear? The more I know he loves me, the more I'm convinced that he loves me, I can trust his leadership. I can trust his ability. I can trust his faithfulness. Love convinces you of that. All the things that we fear starts to go away. And then he says in verse 19, we love. Not just King James says we love him. The him is just added. We love because, this is a huge because, he first loved us. You see, when Jesus says from the cross, I thirst, he understands that the thirsting part is first us believing in, being confident in, having faith in, being perfected in his love for us. Because when we become convinced of his love, we grow in that, fear is cast out, and we start loving him back. We don't live in a relationship with him based on dread and being scared. We start loving him back, and we start loving others. Because what keeps us from loving others, behind all selfishness, is this fear. Fear you're going to be found out. Fear you're going to get hurt. Fear you're going to get rejected. Fear they're not going to like you. Well, perfect love casts that out. So it causes us to love him back and to love others. We are able to love, period. See, when you get overwhelmed by the love of God, you get caught up in that reality and becomes a part of your person. You start participating in the very environment that he is, God is love. When that thing is just released inside of you, overwhelms you with your confidence in his love, you start loving him and each other. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.